This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A rare powerful earthquake struck Morocco, sending people racing from their beds into the darkened streets and toppling buildings in mountainous villages. An ancient city is not built to withstand such force. More than 2,000 people have been killed. The toll is expected to rise as rescuers struggle to get through boulder-strewn roads to remote areas hit hardest. Greek authorities say the body of a missing 77-year-old man has been found, raising the death toll from floods in central Greece to 11. More from VOA's Jeff Custer.
The man had been living in the seaside village of Paltsi in the mountainous Pelion Peninsula. According to his wife, he had refused to evacuate in spite of her pleading for him to do so. Authorities said his body was discovered in the Aegean Sea. They report the number of missing has increased to 6, but caution, there could be more. Earlier Saturday, officials ordered the evacuation of a village close to the major city of Larissa in central Greece as the river Pineios overflows its banks. Efforts are focusing on preventing flooding in Larissa, a city of nearly 150,000. Authorities' response to the flooding, the result of torrential rains earlier in the week, has come under intense criticism with local and regional elections just a month away. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul in Kyiv Saturday to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to discuss sanctions against Russia. McFaul, along with Zelensky's chief of staff, head the International Expert Group on Sanctions, an independent group that strategizes on and makes recommendations for the implementation of sanctions against Russia as a response to its invasion of Ukraine. McFaul, during his discussions, was asked if he thought sanctions against Russia were having an impact.
I think there has been impact, right? Now, we don't have time to debate the impact of sanctions, but less technology than without sanctions, absolutely. Does Putin have less money today than he would have?